Thank you, Mr. President. The Czech Republic aligns itself with a statement made on behalf of the European Union. For my part, I would like to start by strong appreciation of the work of special envoys and others that have taken leadership in universalization efforts. We support all steps leading to universalization of the Convention. Only zero interpersonal landmines will lead us to zero victims. While we can easily imagine more progress in several areas of implementing the Convention, we still consider it a clear success. The Convention provides an indispensable framework aiming at total eradication of anti-personnel mines, at ending of suffering and loss of lives that are consequence of the use of this weapon. Thanks to the efforts of state parties as well as of non-governmental organizations, millions of mines have been destroyed worldwide, production and trade in mines is dropping, destruction of stockpiles and of anti-personnel landmines in many state parties has been completed, and most importantly, the number of victims is decreasing. In this context, the Czech Republic highly appreciates the efforts of the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining, the International Trust Fund for Demining and Mine Victim Assistance, the UN Mines Action Service, the International Campaign to Ban Landmines, and the International Committee of Red Cross and Red Crescent aimed at international coordination, resulting in destroying of more than 47 million landmines and in clearing more than 2,000 square kilometers of mine areas. Mr. President, the Czech Republic is ready to continue to share its expertise and technologies with others in a spirit of cooperation to facilitate compliance by state parties. Also, we give special prominence to the reporting according to Article 7 of the Convention, a measure that significantly helps to raise transparency of the Ottawa process. The Czech Republic can demonstrate its commitment to the goals of the Ottawa Convention also by regular and significant voluntary contributions to mine actions. Last year, we contributed to the Trust Fund for Demining and Mine Victims Assistance with some €15,000 to be used in projects in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and we supported the Anti-Personnel Landmines Convention Secretariat on implementation and universalization activities of the Convention. €84,000 went to NATO Explosive Ordnance Disposal Project in Jordan. Another €45,000 went to Georgia and €20,000 to Serbia. Furthermore, during the past years, the Czech Armed Forces have been involved in various mine action activities in Afghanistan, and other mine action activities are envisaged to start possibly next year. In conclusion, Mr. President, I would like to reiterate our support to the goals of the Ottawa Convention and our will to continue to work towards them with concrete deeds. Our common goals are achievable. Thank you.